Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
This Monday edition is going to be a broadcast that I assure you, you do not want to miss. We have 4 hours laying out before us today. We'll be simulcasting the second, third, and fourth hour, or three-fourths of this radio broadcast, at PrisonPlanet.tv for PrisonPlanet.tv subscribers. Coming up in the next hour, you'll be joining us via video Skype. How the Economy Was Lost, The War of the Worlds, Paul Craig Roberts. He's a new book just out. We got an advanced copy of it here in my hot little hands. He'll talk about what's happening in Europe with Spain and Greece and others. The euro now in danger. Gold exploding in value today. That is all coming up. Also, Bill Gates calling for population reduction. Well, he's a big eugenicist. He's called for forced Planned Parenthood type activities, and reporters always say, but he wants to help the African children. We'll be breaking that down today. He's also saying global warming is real and is going to kill all of us if we don't cut our carbon footprint and stop having as many children now. It doesn't matter that ClimateGate has completely discredited these people. It doesn't matter that Professor Phil Jones, the head scammer, collating all the fraud for the UN, has admitted we haven't been warming since 1995 and have been cooling since 2001. Doesn't matter that today, London Guardian, climate scientists withdrawal journal claims of rising sea levels. Well, any idiot could simply go to major port cities that have been recording, in many cases in Europe, over 200 years, the exact water line. Or you can go to San Francisco, just search engine the term sea level measurement San Francisco. You'll get hundreds of graphs from the Navy, shipping concerns. The city's been keeping records since the 1840s. The water level is down. It's down. It's down. Let me say that again. Down, 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 down. I don't need the UN to admit they were lying. Okay? You can check weather pattern records going back hundreds of years, and nothing's been recorded as well as the water level, because that's what sailors are obsessed with. Navigation, weather records, sea levels. Absolutely incredible. By the way, that doesn't matter to Glenn Beck. Glenn Beck. I mean, every day I try to not talk about this guy, but he's so duplicitous, so backstabbing. He says one thing one minute, the next minute, one day it's we need new taxes, the next day we've got to cut taxes. Or one day the Patriot Act's good, the next day it's bad, and the next day it's good. Always when it's a key time for a vote or something, he supports it. And there's a USA Today big featured interview with him. Don't judge Beck by his cover. The inside story of red-hot conservative Glenn Beck reveals a softer side. And then it starts out by saying he believes in global warming. The article is called In Defense of Glenn Beck. The left detest him, and some conservatives say he's undermining the cause. The truth is, he must be doing something right. And then it goes on to have him say that he believes global warming is real. I mean, you cannot make this type of stuff up. But so does Sarah Palin. But look, that's not our top stories. Over the weekend, several different financial news sites, like The Future of Capitalism and Business Insider, and we link to these stories, began reporting that Citigroup, depending on how you look at it, the fourth or third largest, but it's in the top five banks, warned customers it may refuse to allow withdrawals. Well, we went out and found the actual link from the Citigroup Bank website where they said, yes, it's nationwide, and the feds ordered them to do this, to say they may hold your deposits. We're going to be breaking this down as well. The latest on the kamikaze attack last Thursday in Austin. The picture is getting a lot clearer. Stay with us.
We are now in 2010. Change is the buzzword. Politics are changing in the negative direction. How about positive change? Thousands of customers have experienced positive change. Yes, thousands. How? By logging on to GetTheTea.com. Thousands of people have lost weight or felt better or experienced extra energy just by drinking Life Change Tea. Now, that's why they called it Life Change Tea, because it changes your life for the positive. Life Change Tea's natural ingredients go to work on your body, cleansing harmful chemicals and toxins from your system, which makes you fat and lethargic. Do you want a life change? Log on and join the thousands. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Oh, and by the way, it tastes great. So call us right now, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea is a proud member of the Better Business Bureau.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption, crashing through the lies and disinformation. I'm Alex Jones. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours and 52 minutes. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts breaking down the latest developments in the economy, former Wall Street Journal editor, former head of policy at the Treasury, the father of Reaganomics, will be joining us to talk about the state of the world economy. Now, I'm going to get into bank runs and the big developments on that front here in just a moment. But later, after Dr. Roberts leaves us, I want to get into Glenn Beck a little bit more. The problem with Beck is, and this show covering him, is that I'm busy making films, not just a film I'm producing that I'm directing, but also Jason Burmes's that is incredibly powerful, Invisible Empire. I am busy running this operation, the business side of it. I'm not complaining here. And I'm busy reading government documents, legislation. Conservatively, I scan over probably 300 pieces of news a day. I'm totally addicted. I can't go to sleep at night. All I do is read. And so I have hundreds of big issues we need to cover and talk about. Why do I spend so much time, a couple hours a week probably total now, on Glenn Beck? Because he is a key operative place in our midst to stab us in the back and sell us out at key opportunities. And that's 100%. It's 100%. I mean, Limbaugh is Limbaugh and doesn't really change. Okay? Limbaugh was not for the banker bailout. Michael Savage was not for it. And they're not perfect by any stretch of the yardstick. But with Beck, he is a total actor. He admits that's what he is an actor. And it's all fake. And everything is a lie or a deception. I went ahead and watched a lot of his CPAC speech last night, and you would see that and see a lot of things that are true in it, but then tomorrow or the next day, he'll say 180 degrees in the opposite direction. That's the problem. And this is a guy who's calling for a value-added tax or sales tax on top of the income tax. This is a guy calling for reauthorization of the Patriot Act. This is a guy that said the Homeland Security MIAC reports demonizing conservatives and patriots. He read over the list and said a lot of it was reasonable. This is a guy who, just everything's a deception. I saw a clip this morning. I only had time to watch about 4 minutes of it. Every clip I watched was pure evil. And he was saying a few weeks ago, oh, look at all these old executive orders about taking over power and production and manufacturing and crops and roads and the states. But he said the conspiracy theorists tell you this is going on now. They're liars. This was all rescinded. Well, yes, back in the 10,000 series, and then each subsequent president reissues their executive orders. But on average, more than 99% of the executive orders are kept. They just issue them in the new series number. Everything in those executive orders he showed has been brought back in by Nixon and by Ford and by Jimmy Carter and by Reagan and by Bush Sr. and by Clinton and by Bush, W., and by Obama. Obama reissued PDD 51 in the accompanying executive order. But what they do is they bundle all the executive orders of the last president because that's an act of that president. Sometimes they take one out or change something in it of hundreds and hundreds that presidents signed. Some are 500, some 600, some 200. But it's up in the mid-13,000s now from 10,000 back under Kennedy, going all the way back to George Washington with the first one they issued. The first few were about the type of plates Martha Washington wanted money to buy to entertain dignitaries. They're in New York at the residence of the president before it moved on after his death to D.C. near his farm. So all the way back to executive order number one, which dealt with the type of horses they wanted to buy or the type of plates, the type of lanterns, I mean, or what color to paint the residence. That was all a president could issue. With his budget given to him by Congress, he could decide under congressional review what type of ham to buy when the ambassador from France or England was visiting. I mean, it's incredible. You can read about them buying teacups and Martha Washington complaining she had to buy cruddy ones because there was no money. Until you fast forward to Obama saying, I don't care if you don't pass the greenhouse gas taxes, I'm just going to do it. And he doesn't even need an executive order. He said he'll just order the bureaucracy to do it. And signing statements that he promised he wouldn't do, and now he's expanding it and outstripping even Bush. And I've gone over all these executive orders. I know their numbers. We've written articles about them. But he uses a little lawyer trick like that to say, don't worry, none of these executive orders are on the books. Nixon, who was a good guy, got rid of them. Complete and total lie. Nixon actually implemented those Kennedy-era executive orders under new executive order numbers. You can go pull them up, and that's how he put price controls in. That's how he took us off the gold and silver standard. That's how he did all the things he did. What are you talking about? It's just everything is a deception with this guy. He'll sit there and say the truth for 5 minutes and then lies for another 5 minutes, and then the next day, it's like he'll have Ron Paul on and then attack him the next day. He is duplicitous. With Rush Limbaugh, what you hear 1 year is the same a year later. When Matt Drudge was on the radio, what you hear 1 year is the same the next year. With Michael Savage, what you hear 1 year is the same the next year. No one is as sneaky and deceptive as this guy. And look, folks, I could go on for hours with all the stuff Beck does. That's the problem. And I am tempted to make a full-blown film about him. But then I think, no, I've got to make a eugenics film. I've got to make a chemtrail film. I've got to make, I've only got so much energy. Our films reach tens of millions of people, each one conservatively. I have a responsibility. Should I make a film about him? Because I can't just do this in a half-assed way, as they say. I've got to really do it if I do it. I mean, I can destroy this guy. I seriously damage him. Just his own attack on Deborah Medina lost him 500,000 viewers 2 weeks in. And he's now admitting he's had quite a backlash. Just stop it, Beck. Stop it. Can't that, you know, they got rid of Lou Dobbs at CNN. He wasn't perfect for the drug war and a few other things I'm against. But the guy's for real. He was serious. He was real. He never changed. It was he's real. And all I want is somebody who's real. That's why everybody loves Ron Paul. He doesn't flip-flop. He doesn't waffle. That's why he won the CPAC poll. And Fox News is attacking that, saying it's unscientific now. They always hail it as, oh, my gosh, the most influential conservatives in the country, thousands of them taking the straw poll. Ron Paul heads above everybody else. He's gotten one of the biggest percentages ever at CPAC. And Fox News today is saying none of this counts. None of this is important. None of this means anything. In fact, will you print me the raw story about that? Watson's got it linked up on PrisonPlanet.com, but I didn't see it in my stacks that I IM'd over to be printed. Thank you. May have missed it. Headlines like Fox News attacks CPAC poll or tries to discredit it. The point is that Ron Paul got a standing ovation last year at CPAC. He's anti-war. He gave an anti-war speech explaining how it's destroying America and bankrupting us, and he got a standing ovation. It's an illusion that conservatives want all these wars. It's an illusion liberals want it. Nobody wants it, but maybe 20% of the population. And I've talked to liquor store owners and pizza place owners. They say when a war starts, that more liquor gets sold than the 4th of July, Christmas, and New Year's rolled into one. I mean, it is. You got people that have an extension of their manhood watching shock and awe and whole skylines being blown to bits, and they get big bottles of Jack Daniels and pizza, and they get drunk for a week, laying back, feeling manly. It is ridiculous. It's just like people that go to a football game and feel manly yelling for their team. They're taking normal tribal energies you've got. You want to yell and scream and feel manly? Feel manly about how we're destroying the global warming myth. We're routing these people. And that's another thing. You know, I don't have time to research all this. I've just seen it over the years. I've heard Glenn Beck over and over again on radio and TV say global warming's real. I've heard Sarah Palin say it. We've got to do something. You know, until it came out 4 months ago, the climate gate, most of the Fox News shows were saying they believed in it. Now they flip-flopped. But don't believe me. I mean, this is just one that fell in my lap this morning that Jaron sent me that he happened to catch. That was Kurt Nemo actually sent me this, because I'm not even really looking at Glenn Beck stuff. It's just like littered like a city park with dog droppings. You know, I'm not looking for the dog droppings, but I can't walk to the park without getting it all over my shoes. I'm always stepping in Glenn Beck, and I want it out of my life, okay? I'm sick of it. We're trying to save the Republic here and the planet from tyranny. Here he is in USA Today. Today. This is Sunday, actually. CNN, he believes in global warming. And they interviewed him. You'd be an idiot not to notice the temperature change, he says. He also says there's a legit case that global warming has, at least in part, been caused by mankind. He tried to do his part by buying a home with a green design using energy-saving products. I'm willing to do anything but use the CFLs. He says of the compact fluorescent light bulbs. I put them in once and couldn't stand them. The way they lit up the room. I mean, you know, and then I tell you stuff like this. It's like when I walked in McBride's gun shop like 3 years ago to buy the similar shotgun to what Cheney had to prove he had to be closer than what they were saying in the news to have the pellets go through the guy's vest, his hunting vest, through his shirt and then into his heart, through his ribs into his heart. So we went and bought a rubber dummy and shot it and showed that he had to be a lot closer. Point is, I walk into McBride's. And this guy gets in my face behind the counter. He goes, you know, I don't like you lying on air and saying Bush supported the assault weapons ban. And I said, well, sir, I'm just here to buy a shotgun. He really did. And then one of the owners walked over and said, no, he's right. How you doing, Alex? And the guy's like, who? Don't send me emails saying he doesn't support the global warming garbage, okay? He does. Now, at key times, he'll come out and halfway criticize it, but then flip-flop back. Look, If you want value-added taxes and sales taxes, and if you want global warming taxes, and you want the Patriot Act that's designed for you, the Patriots, and you want banker bailouts, and you want all of this, then fine, support it. But stop saying he's the leader, okay? It's a lie.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today. Wow.
I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
The point I was trying to make, and I'm getting into the huge banking news, is that I'm watching Glenn Beck about 10% of the time out of one eye. And it's so horrible and so obvious that this guy is a complete shill and a fraud from the establishment to try to suppress a true constitutionalist, populist, libertarian takeover of the Republican Party. You read the Republican Party platform in Texas and other states, it sounds like Alex Jones wrote it. Get us out of the UN. Get out of the New World Order. End the NAFTA. GATT scam. Erect fair tariffs against China and others that have tariffs against us. On and on. Control our borders. But it isn't implemented. Instead, you see a tripling of government, banker looting, all of it. Police state. Remember, it was Bush that issued in April of 2008 through Homeland Security the MIAC report that got leaked once Obama was in office. We pointed it out day one. It was bipartisan, but all the big neocon sites and Fox News and Glenn Beck that picked it up and made it their own story didn't tell you that. Now, Ron Paul has won the coveted CPAC straw poll that they always hail. You know, Reagan won this back in, what, 79. And they said, that's it, he's going to win. He's who the conservatives want. Thousands of the most prestigious conservatives in the country all meet once a year, and they said, we want Ron Paul. No one got even close in the straw poll. He trounced Mitt Romney. And see, they know everything's perception. It's like in Texas. Oh, I'm scratching her off my list, Beck said. Oh, that's it. Deborah Medina, can't have her. Doesn't matter if she said stuff even lighter on 9/11 than Sarah Palin is darling, Mrs. Global Warming, Mrs. John McCain supporter. Oh, you can't vote for her now. That'll be a wasted vote. It's the perception. See, she had the perception going that she was going to win, gaining 5 points a week, and they didn't destroy her with it, but it slowed her down a bit. And it's the same thing from Fox News. We've got the video clips. We have time later to play them. We will. Saying, no, this isn't real. Oh, it's unscientific. You can't believe what happened at CPAC. No one wants Ron Paul. He's not viable. Forget it. This is not what conservatives want. They do not want to nullify the federal government at the state level. They do not want lower taxes. They do not want to get us out of these wars that are bankrupting us. They do not want to repeal the Patriot Act. They do not want to get rid of the naked body scanners. No, 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 no. See, they've sent Beck and Hannity and Palin and others in to try to fully take control of the fact that Republicans don't want to get fooled again. They're finally waking up. We've done our job. You've done your job, listeners. We're going to keep on doing it. We're gaining ground every day. We're not just gaining ground on the liberals and the Democrats and their hoaxes and their swine flu hoaxes and their naked body scanners and the carbon taxes. We're gaining ground on the entire fraud that is big, out-of-control government. Fox News scrambles to discredit CPAC after Ron Paul wins presidential poll. Raw story, updated, bottom. Paul tells CNBC he's... And it continues. Says he's leaning to be undecided. I don't know what that means. Remember the big conservative conference Fox News has been hyping over the past 10 days? The Conservative Political Action Conference's presidential straw poll, a key marker for the mood among conservative voters, apparently didn't mean anything to the network. As if it did mean something, the only real result is bragging rights for the individual candidates who were so well exposed, and they even Dick Cheney showed up. Again, hey, even Dick Cheney showed up. No, it's Republican leaders, more than 5,000 of them, more than 2,000 voting in the straw poll, and Ron Paul won by a giant margin. Dozens of people being voted for, and he got 31%. Mitt Romney, 22%. I've gone back and looked at previous straw polls at CPAC that they say is so important, and usually it's very close, not this time, 31%. He had 9 points over Mitt Romney's 22. 9 points above him and gaining. And so even Raw Story, the liberal publication, establishment liberal publication, is like, it doesn't mean anything. That's right, Ron Paul's bad. Yeah. But then they go on to come back and say, or at least that's how Fox News characterized the poll. After it was reported that Congressman Ron Paul had won it by a wide margin. We'll finish up with this and get into the top story today. Top story up at prisonplanet.com. Update. Citigroup says Fed's ordered 7-day restriction on bank withdrawals. Citigroup warns customers it may refuse to allow withdrawals. That's from Business Insider as well. We're going to be going over all this straight ahead. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, neighbor. No matter when the time comes to survive on our food supply, every single one of us who have prepared will have two regrets. Even those who haven't wasted a single penny on Christmas, birthdays, and vacations in order to store all the food possible. Even those who have sold stuff and taken on part-time jobs to buy food. Even those who have traded their gold while it will still buy food. Yes, we will have been called stupid, crazy, and foolish. When folks won't be able to afford food and there won't be any food for any amount of money, we will still have two regrets. We will regret that we didn't get more serious about more food sooner. We will deeply regret that we didn't get enough food. Putting off emergency food preparations will be the most dangerous decision that some of us will ever make. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Don't forget that it's your support of this radio broadcast that makes it all possible, and the incredible success we've had against the globalist at awakening the population of the planet. It's accelerating. Don't forget that when you tell people about the free audio streams at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, when you send a link to our free iPhone radio app to your friends and family that have iPhones, it's a great way to wake people up. Don't forget you can tell people about the local AM and FMs that you listen to us on in different areas of this great land. Want to really wake people up? Stand there with a big sign an hour at lunch or in the evening, depending on where stations re-air us, at a busy traffic intersection, telling people to tune in. That's what it takes to wake people up. Then they can tune in and hear me point out how Ron Paul's type ideas, the ideas of liberty and freedom, are taking over the Republican Party for real, and that's got the system scared. They don't have a Judas goat in place like pro-global warming, pro-global government, pro-world tax, Newt Gingrich, one of the previous leaders of the Republican Party who led it into fraud and bigger government. They can find out about what's happening with the big central banks, how they orchestrated the financial collapse from their own documents. They can find out about government-sponsored terrorism. They can find out about the dangers of what's being added to the water supply. They can learn about the dangers of GMO food. They can learn about how the real vaccine insert said it had mercury in it and could cause brain damage and Guillain-Barré and neurological disorders and autoimmune disorders. They can hear some of the most informative guests in the world. That's why this radio show is so important. You also support us by purchasing the videos, the books, the T-shirts, the ball caps. All of it gets the word out. A T-shirt with Infowars.com on it, or with the Don't Tread on Me with Infowars.com on the back, a ball cap, Tyranny Response Team, Infowars.com, a walking, talking billboard, and you meet like-minded people, a great way to network. When you buy the videos of the best tool we found towards waking people up, most folks I talk to who are finally able to wake up their friends and family, do it with Obama Deception, Endgame, Fall of the Republic, Truth Rising, Terror Storm. And not just my films, the best films I see, the best books I read, we purchase in bulk and sell them discounted at Infowars.com, like Shadow Government, or How Weed Won the West, exposing government drug dealing, and how they're now coming after the vitamins, now shipping. Jesse Ventura's book, American Conspiracies, you can get it for $5 off from $24.95 in hardcover, $19.95, $5 discount, and get a free video of your choice, the Aaron Russo Reflections and Warnings documentary I made, or Loose Change Final Cut. A $45 value for $19.95. Infowars.com, the online video bookstore shopping cart. The best deals are there at Infowars.com. Or you can call toll-free and ask about the combos and specials, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. You can also write to us at P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. Okay, that said, after Dr. Paul Craig Roberts leaves us at the end of the next hour, we're going to go live at PrisonPlanet.tv, where you can incidentally watch all my films, super high quality, and the live TV show that we simulcast here. After he leaves us, I'm going to get more into this and a bunch of other important news. But Fox News scrambles to discredit CPAC after Ron Paul wins presidential poll. CPAC participants voted for Ron Paul as their favorite candidate by some 31%, giving him the largest margin of victory in recent years. Former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney, who has won the vote over the last 3 years, was the runner-up with 22%. Former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin was third with 7%. If you run her against Barack Obama, he will win another term. Now, I've been saying that for 6 months. Now Michael Savage agrees. Anyone with any political understanding knows that. That's why the neocons are pushing her, because they own and run Obama. Notice now they're trying to beef him up, and Huckabee had Michelle Obama on last night. I mean, this is sick. Over 10,000 people attended CPAC this year. Among them, 2,395 voted in the straw poll. It is way early. It is unscientific, said a Fox News host, even as the split screen showed Glenn Beck on stage at the conference. Perhaps it offers nothing more than bragging rights, though the course of this year, but it is quite a enthusiastic crowd. What a difference a year makes. That's a quote. What a difference a year makes indeed. Paul himself said something quite similar a day prior when he spoke before the largest, loudest audience of any other presenter. He asked if the crowd remembered when he was a guy off in the corner predicting doom, and none of the media paid him any serious mind. Yeah, I remember 14 years ago, when hardly anybody knew who Ron Paul was, interviewing him multiple times each year. I remember, yes, I do. All of a sudden, the crash that I had been predicting all along, it came, said Paul. And now Fox News TV has me on about 60 times since the campaign was over. On its website, Fox News said that the vote is not necessarily a good forecaster of conservatives' leanings nationwide. Oh, really? Of course, they've already said it was key in the past, and it goes on from there. We could take this country back, but don't just count on the federal level. As Ron Paul has said and many others, it's the states, 30-plus states, almost 40 now, are moving to pass laws nullifying unconstitutional federal jurisdiction. I mean, they use the Commerce Clause now. Commerce Clause was to make states accept goods from other states. That was it. Now they use it to decide the light bulbs in your house, the size of your toilet. They use it for everything, to totally run your life, to have bureaucrats inside your office without warrants. We have to take the states back at the state level, at the county, the city, the state. And we also have to get people elected to Congress. And it's going to happen. And if it doesn't happen, Republicans will get back into the House in the next year. They're probably about to win control of the House this year. They'll get the Senate the next year. And they'll probably get the presidency if they don't run Palin, and then they will flip-flop, stage more terror attacks, bring in more government, continue business as usual, and then they'll all get flushed out, and we'll get Democrats back in, they'll continue the same operation. No. Remember Rahm Emanuel, 2006, admitted his main job was ensuring that anti-war Democrats did not get elected. Was to make sure that anti-war Democrats did not get elected. Just like the Republicans are running three different fake Tea Party-oid people against Ron Paul. The Democrats aren't even opposing Ron Paul. The Republicans are. Now that tells you who these people are. That tells you what they're up to and what they're doing and what their game plan is. And Glenn Beck and Sarah Palin are the two key operatives right in the middle of it, rushing to Arizona to try to get McCain elected. Because if they kick out that anti-gun, pro-bailout Republican, that sends an even bigger message than Brown in Massachusetts. See, they want to make this just a rout of Democrats, not a rout of establishment Republicans. They sent Palin and everybody else down to Texas to save Rick Perry. They send Republican money down to go after Ron Paul. It's as plain as the nose on your face. It's as plain as a trunk on an elephant's face. It's as plain as stripes on a tiger. Or as spots on a leopard. Or as pink on a flamingo. I don't know how some of you out there don't get it. I get constant emails and people in person. I used to think you were wrong about Beck, but now I'm starting to see it. Starting to see it? He's in USA Today on Sunday saying global warming's real and we've all got to do something about it? And then on another show, he'll criticize it. He's totally two-faced. He has disdain for his audiences. That's why I talk about him. Not because he makes $30 million a year. Not because he's stolen what I cover and what I do and twisted it, and in a way will end up discrediting me down the road if I don't separate myself from him. That, you know, that's a small part of it, that last issue. It isn't that he steals my information and twists it all. I have that from inside Fox News. It's that he twists it so I get the blame and get compared to him, and I'm all about integrity. I'm all about being real. That's what I value. That's my true possession. And I'm not going to let Glenn Beck take it from me or you. He's meant to discredit you, Tea Party America. That's what he's there for. He's meant to look like a clown and look abhorrent and stick his tongue out on the cover of Time magazine to make all of you look silly. He's designed scientifically to create a left-right paradigm and then stab conservatives in the back. Okay, I'm done. I'm done. I've just got to keep warning people. It's like if there's a boat dock and I know there's a big submerged rock right out in the middle of the bay and boats keep running into it and sinking, I'm going to go out there and put a big buoy on it to warn people. That's what I do. That's what I stand for. Just like I went out against Obama day one. We had an 84% approval rating and it was like the second coming of Christ. When neocons were even leaving him alone. When Pat Robertson was saying he is of the Lord, nothing can stop the socialism, he will not be stopped. I said, that's a lie. Just like I told you, Bush was a fraud. And Clinton was a fraud. These people are frauds. And people will be listening to this in 10 years. They'll be listening to it in 20. But you won't have to wait that long for everything that I've said to be proven true. It's already proven true in your face. Okay. Bob Chapman has had a key source going back a year ago that U.S. embassies were dumping their main reserves of dollars. Every big embassy has a huge vault full of cash in case a war breaks out, they get locked down. They've got gold and other things and weapons. A year ago, right around a year ago, I guess 11 months ago, they began dumping most of their dollars and buying local currencies and an index of regional currencies, the euro and other things. Later it came out in the news that was confirmed. The euro's going down, but that also pulls the dollar down. The G20, in a concerted effort, is devaluing currencies worldwide together. Gordon Brown gave a speech last Friday. We're going to play it later in the show, where he admitted world government is here, new world order. We're using the financial crisis to bring in our world government. We've got to have a global constitution of the banks to establish a world government. And they're right out in the open. And remember, 2 weeks ago, this headline on the News of Australia, secret summit of top bankers in Australia. 24 central banks and monetary authorities, including U.S. Federal Reserve, European Central Bank, landed in Sydney to meet tomorrow at a secret location. The Herald Sun reports. A secret location. They have lots of Bilderberg-esque type meetings. It's the same players. Bilderberg's just one of these secret meetings. So it's a kind of a label on it. The media tries to discredit us and go, is it CFR? Is it Trilateral Commission? Is it Bilderberg? Is it Royal Institute of International Affairs? Who is it? Is it Club of Rome? All the heads of those groups are members of Bilderberg, and each group manages different sectors. I mean, what do you call this secret meeting? The point is they had it to set their policy for the G20 coming up next month in Canada. Notice they're not having G20 meetings once a year now. They're having them every 3 months now. And they're having secret ones every week because they are wrangling and hammering out the global constitution that the central banks that have hijacked and run our countries are just going to sign. They don't even need us to go along with it. It's like Gordon Brown said 2.5 months ago. He said, it doesn't matter if Copenhagen just failed. We're just going to have the central banks levy the taxes in the Western world and pay it to themselves. And that's what he said last Friday. Illegal, lawless world government. And they're going to implement, as Gordon Brown and Obama have said, via the bureaucracies. If the House of Commons won't pass it, so what? If the Congress won't pass the carbon taxes and home inspections and regulations and hellish control that'll shut down industry by design in their own words, that's their goal? Where only the industry they own in China and India will still be operating, completing their monopoly? So be it. You don't want banks running your life? So what? Now, all of that said, it is not just Citigroup. We've confirmed Wells Fargo is doing this. The feds have told every major bank this, and they told them in December of last year. Here we are, 2 months later. Headline, PrisonPlanet.com. Get it out to everybody, because people are balking at these news articles, saying, huh? Oh, it's not true. It couldn't be true. We've got direct links to Citibank's own website. You know, we thought, why not actually pull the letter up itself? Citigroup says Fed's ordered 7-day restriction on bank withdrawals. A new advisory being sent out by America's third largest bank to its account holders has stoked fears that major financial institutions could be preparing for an old-fashioned bank run if the economy takes a turn for the worse. Originally reported by John Carney over at the Business Insider website, Citigroup is sending the following information to customers along with their bank statements. Effective April 1st, and then people go, oh, that must be an April Fool's. No, I have another bank letter that says it was effective January 1st. This is just an expansion of it. It's not a joke. It's on the Citibank site. Effective April 1st, 2010, we reserve the right to require, and one of my employees came in this morning and said he went and put his paycheck in to the bank, Wells Fargo, and wanted part of it back, and they said, sorry, 7-day wait. Doesn't matter if he has an account there. Your money is ours for 7 days. So they can also use the money. Effective April 1st, 2010, we reserve the, and of course we have the actual document now. It's actually, this is just a letter to customers. They just haven't implemented yet. It's actually January 1st. Already happened. A month and 22 days ago. Effective April 1st, 2010, we reserve the right to require 7 days advance notice before permitting a withdrawal from all checking accounts. While we do not currently exercise this right and have not exercised it in the past, we are required by law to notify you of this change. Just like they notified people 2 months ago that all the big banks that they can not insure your money market, which is what most people have as savings. An almost identical advisory to the one being sent out can be read on page 22 of Citibank's client manual effective January 1st, 2010, which can be read here from Citibank's own website. We have a link. We reserve the right to require 7 days advance notice before permitting a withdrawal from all checking, savings, and money market accounts. We currently do not exercise this right and have not exercised it in the past, states the manual. We'll come back, finish up with this, talk to Dr. Paul Craig Roberts about it, and a lot more. Keep it locked in, InfoWars.com.
Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder, what if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNlive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNlive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free, breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Lose 1 to 2 pounds a day the healthy way and keep it off with the help of the entire Real HCG diet. With an average weight loss of 1.5 to 2 pounds a day, you can be in that bikini or swimming suit in no time. You've heard of people spending over $700 for this exact same diet at doctor's offices? Now you can start the entire HCG diet for under $100. YourHCG.com is the largest HCG reseller in the entire country, and we want to help you. We have helped thousands of people shed unwanted weight, so call YourHCG.com today. No prescription required. No doctor visit required. No painful injections. With every purchase, we'll provide you with everything you need, including your supply of HCG. Unlimited one-on-one phone and email support from one of our amazing health coaches, in addition to a large list of menus, diets, and much more. Visit www.yourhcg.com or call us at 877-748-2709 to order your HCG today. Again, that's 877-748-2709 at yourhcg.com. We love you.
Drudge just got a top right-hand corner link. That's DrudgeReport.com, DarkPrisonPlanet.com article. Citigroup says Feds ordered 7-day restrictions on bank withdrawals. I tip my hat again to Matt Drudge, getting weekly links up there. Prison Planet may eclipse InfoWars and be the number one site on the web. Man, I tell you, look at our Alexa ratings, everything else. We are now, InfoWars alone has double, well, it's way more than double the traffic that Limbaugh and Beck have together. We are thousands of percentage points above them, just absolutely annihilating them on the web without Drudge linking to us. Because we're a real news source, ladies and gentlemen. We do real research. This morning, over the weekend, I saw the articles out there, went and checked into it, and noticed that, yes, it was true. And not just that, I found other major banks sending their customers notices that they may hold their money for 7 days. And that's not just when you come and deposit a check, they wait 7 days. That's your savings. They may keep it. They're also saying, as of a month and a half, 2 months ago, that, oh, your money market. You know, I've got some savings, savings for the business, savings for my children in the bank. And I don't put it in the stock market, anything supposedly risky. I keep some of it fluid in a money market. You get like 3%, maybe 4%, depending on which one I have. I have several. That's nothing. It doesn't even keep up with inflation. And they're saying, no, no, we may just take that. It's not insured. Not insured. That's even bigger. And I've asked Watson to add that to the bottom of the article. So, yes, they changed the rule 5 years ago where companies can take your pension funds. Now a lot of companies are doing it. We warned you about that. This is real. This is happening. And so there's a lot of good articles out there breaking it down, but as far as I know, we're the only website that's actually gone out and done some search engine searches and actually found the letters themselves. I mean, we've got some of the letters sent to customers. The people said, oh, that must not be real. Okay, well, we got links to the Citibank website. You'll be on the Citibank website. Cut the back of the URL off. Go to the front page of it. It's Citibank. Comprende? The fourth or third largest bank, depending on how you cut it. Some indexes say third, some say fourth. Whatever. It's in the top five. And I'm going to try to get one of my employees to go back to Wells Fargo today just to get a letter from them, because they told him last week he went and deposited his check, what, last Friday? And they said, sorry, we can't give you any of your money. 7 day wait on this. Doesn't matter if he's had a bank account there. How many years? How many years you had a bank account there? 10+. Sorry. Sorry. You can't have part of this check. It doesn't matter if you've had a business bank account with us for 12 years. No, no, no. Send your tips to showtips at InfoWars.com. Send your letters from other banks. Randomly, I don't have the time to do it. I did some of this morning and found some more. Put the name of your bank in. Take the Citibank text and put it in. You'll see similar text. It's all over the place. They've been announcing it in the last month and a half. And when it finally gets announced publicly, people can't believe it. They're in denial. Coming up at 8 after the first segment's over, we're going to simulcast the last 2 hours, 52 minutes at PrisonPlanet.tv. If you're not a PrisonPlanet.tv member, go up and sign up. It takes about 1 minute to do it. $5.95 a month. You'll be able to watch the radio show live at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.